Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another week. Ava, good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
And Don's off gallivanting somewhere. He's not here again. But hey, as usual,
the two most important people are here.
Yeah, and we fly through this show, man. I'm telling you, we.
You know, I say that because he really is the most important person.
We're breaking up. What?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a fun show today. We're going to talk a little bit about one of the things we talked about last week, which was limits and what's going on, reducing limits, why, and guess what Wisconsin's going to be doing
for
a completely different reason. Let's get to the bottom of it. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen again.
You know, when I was putting together today's show, we talked a little bit about it off air, and it's one of the things, so that you guys, just in case you didn't know, when we talk off air, a lot of times we catch ourselves just like, wait, this is good radio. We need to stop talking so we can make sure that you guys hear our conversation. And this is one of those shows that I was, when I'm putting it together, I thought, you know what? It's a dilemma that we are having this year more so than any year I can remember.
In quite some time, yeah.
And the topic was... what to do in a season that never was. Now, where does that come from? Well, winter was here, it wasn't, it was here, it wasn't, and then it went sub-zero for 4 days, then it went back warm again. People were going to go ice fishing, then they couldn't, or they did, they got stuck, they got pulled off the ice, or they couldn't go. You were going to go skiing, and it didn't. You were going to go ice fishing. Locally, you couldn't. And now, this last weekend with the snowstorm, well, people want to go, they can go open water fishing, but you don't dare go open water fishing when the ramp is got X amount of snow on it, depending on where you were at.
Sure.
It's dangerous and, you know, big winds and everything else. So it turns into a, what are you going to do?
I have a question. Any, like, predictions on flooding with the Mississippi here in our area? Because,
not,
I mean, there's like no snow to
not
melt.
Not a chance.
Well, interesting.
I mean, after this last snowstorm, now we got
a
lot of
but
snow.
But I mean, like, usually in spring here in Red Wing and Lake City, we deal with
because
the melt for some time.
Up north.
Right.
And
up north doesn't happen.
Two things
anything.
Happened. One, we've had no snow so that the ground is somewhat, not all the way thawed, but any snow you're going to get is going to be a relatively, slow melt. And what's going to happen? It's going to be absorbed because it was extremely dry last fall. Well, guess what? We're going to be having that same situation this year as we did last year, low water in the rivers. And if you look out west, that's going to be a whole different story. If you're looking like in Pierre, they're going to, I believe, and you guys out there, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do know that whole Missouri River chain is fed by mountain runoff. Now, I know that certain parts of the mountains are getting a lot of snow. I know that the Bighorns, Big Sky Montana.
I mean, they always do, though. It's kind of one of those
Big
things.
Sky's not, they haven't got anything.
Really?
Bad. I'm supposed to go out there in April for a big ski instructor education event, academy. And it's hurting bad. They had 55 degrees last Sunday. Talking to a friend of mine out there at the Yellowstone Club. Felt like 75. She actually had a thermometer, and it was 75 on the thermometer where she was sitting in the sun, and she said, it is melting faster than you can possibly imagine. So really what it comes down to is take the time. If you're inside, enjoy. Don't worry about it. This whole week has been cold. Overnights are not above 25. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, go with the flow. Get out when you can.
Stay in when you have to.
And yeah, exactly. And get prepped, because when summer's here, spring. Let's hope it's spring, then summer.
You never know.
You never know. But, you know, prep it, whether you're going to go bow hunting. Go do indoor practice. If you're fishing, get your tackle sorted out. Move the car out of the garage and do some of that. Check out what's tackle. Check out the rods, the lines, all that. If you're heading out skiing and obviously the areas are closed and you're heading out west, go to an indoor deal. Go to the one place that I go to is the Alpine Factory. And, you know, you're skiing on a belt of carpet, which is actually pretty darn cool. So getting the understanding of what to do, and instead of this mental apoplexy, I guess is the way to put it, you don't know what to do. You're kind of stuck. Don't get stuck flipping through TikTok. Don't get stuck flipping through. I mean, you can get sucked into that black hole so fast. Get out and do something. Or if you're going to sit on, you know, learn something.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Get on, put up an educational video on fishing.
Learn a new language.
Oh.
Yeah. Why not?
Talk like a fish.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. So the real piece of the puzzle comes down to, don't get frustrated. That's a big thing.
Still and plenty to do. Just got to be creative.
But I tell you what, it's a challenge.
It
and
is.
And that's why this came up in my mind, because I'm looking outside saying, well, I want to do this, but that's not going to happen.
And I could do it last week, but now I can't do it this week.
Now I can't do it. And, yeah. You know, so don't get frustrated. Just focus on what your next activity is going to be and make sure it's ready. Because the biggest thing is, I often find I get out in the water in my boat and it's like, oh crap, why did I do this before? And then end up doing it while you're out in the water rather than not, you know, better preparing before you go out. So take the time and do it. The sports show's done. It's gone. It's past. And you're going to have some good times coming up.
When does turkey start?
Well,
is that a May thing or an April thing?
I believe it's a May. Well, it depends. Depends on where you're at. So
okay.
We can look that up.
Few weeks.
Yeah. Well.
Honestly.
It'll be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 6 weeks, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 to 6 weeks.
She's a coming.
I hope it goes well this year, too.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned, you guys. We've got some good things coming. We're talking about lower bag limits in Wisconsin, and I'm going to get off on a soapbox. People love it when I do that. And what's the real story behind limit reductions? Is it what's in Minnesota's going on or Wisconsin? Stay tuned. More of that coming right up.